Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host of this podcast. Today, we're talking about emotional boundaries and really setting them in a biblical way. And we can see all throughout scripture, just even emotional boundaries, but really just we see this limit, right, of our own capacity. And acknowledging that. So I think setting emotional boundaries, though, is a really important part of maintaining our mental and spiritual well-being. It helps us to define our limits and protect ourselves from emotional harm. But let me just start by asking, are you a people pleaser? Are you someone that has a hard time saying no? Then keep listening because this episode is definitely for you. And if you need support for anything, come join us inside the Facebook support group. You can ask any questions there. You'll find other podcast listeners there as well. But really, it's just a support group to come alongside you in all of this, no matter what you're going through, pain or being stuck in a relationship or doubt or unforgiveness, whatever it is, we are here to walk alongside you with that. But I think that when we hear the word boundaries, we just draw this really hard line in the sand and we're like, you can't cross it at any time. In other words, we kind of believe that these emotional boundaries are kind of like these islands, these places of seclusion that are keeping people out of our lives. Well, I kind of want to share with you a different point of view. I think that, sure, some emotional boundaries, we may keep people at a safe distance from us. However, the point of boundaries is to let people know in our lives how far to go with us. And when we want to create community and deepen relationships, we must communicate with others about our levels of safety. And really, that protects both people involved from getting hurt any further. I want you to think about, for just a moment, a bull and a chicken. Each animal is very different in nature, requiring a different type of fence, right? A boundary line to keep them protected and to keep those around them protected. So you have a bull and you have a chicken. Those animals, again, very different in nature, requiring a different fence, which is a boundary line that keeps them protected and those around them protected. We have also heard of maybe boundaries being referred to as a house with a fence. Some people are allowed in the yard, while others might be allowed to cross, not allowed to cross the fence, while others might be sitting at the kitchen table with you. I think these are both very great examples that we can picture in our heads about where each person can go or what kind of boundary line we need to put up with very specific people, because every single person we come in contact with is going to have a different personality or character, and they're going to be in a different spot with their walk with the Lord. But something that I talk about inside of my spiritual growth mentorship is that we all have a sphere of influence. And that means not everyone gets all of us at the same level. Let me say that one more time. Not everyone gets all of us at the same level. Now, let's just take a moment to look at what the Bible says. We can also see that boundaries have to do with self-control. The Bible commands us to control ourselves because Our human nature really desires to control others. So therefore, personal boundaries help to limit our selfish instinct to control and manipulate others. But likewise, boundaries protect us from those who have no self-control and who wish to control us. So we don't try to get people to respect us. We create a healthy environment by showing respect. Friend, I want you to hear this. We set the standard for how we want to be treated by the way we treat others, which can stem from setting these emotional boundaries, especially with the difficult people in our lives. I don't like calling people toxic. I know that when I'm going through something hard and in different seasons of my life, the last thing I'd want to be called is toxic. But I do think there are many times that we can be unhealthy emotionally and just make so many things difficult. And there's going to have to be boundaries that we set up and that maybe other people have set up for us. And that's okay. We set boundaries for our schedules, our relationships, our work, and we recognize that each one has limits and a capacity with where we are in our journey and season of life that we're in. Because emotional boundaries help us to walk in forgiveness, and God commands us to forgive as we have been forgiven, but that doesn't mean trust and reconciliation are restored at the same time. A person with healthy boundaries communicates what is and is not permissible to others. So when we're thinking about setting boundaries, we may not always be this direct, but it's basically saying, this is how far you can go with me. Any further, you have no right to this space. Now, you might not say that, but you're going to give them very specifics. Hey, listen, I'm not available right now, or I'm not okay with you saying that to me. That is not okay. That makes me uncomfortable. All of those kind of lines or phrases are boundary lines. You're saying, I'm not comfortable with this. Therefore, we can no longer talk about this. So when we're setting healthy boundaries, it allows us to continue to love despite what the other person says or does. And an important step in setting boundaries to preserve relationships is to learn how to respond instead of react to fear and pain. Fear is from the devil. He would love nothing more than to keep you isolated and alone and just putting everybody on their own islands, secluded from you. But when we create walls and we have these boundaries that are fortresses, we don't only keep people out, we keep people from getting in. We need to recognize that we cannot control over other people and their response to what we set, because many times they're not going to understand. But God also gives us the freedom to choose to live within His boundaries or outside of them. And to live outside of God's boundaries means to accept the consequences. And living inside God's boundaries bring blessing. So we're thinking about healthy boundaries and lovingly offers choices to others rather than attempting to control them, because love does not demand its own way. And that would be the righteous way versus my way. We want to think about being godly communicators. And that means that we want to clearly communicate our boundaries, expectations, and the reasons behind them. I was creating a full lesson, new lesson, because I'm always updating the content and what we're talking about inside the mentorship, the spiritual growth mentorship that I have, where you can join right now. A whole lesson on boundaries and examples and further more in-depth biblical study, but also this talk and communication with women on this, is that we have to use our words. We have to talk to people and let them know. So here are a few simple ways that you can keep boundaries without explanation. I think explanation is huge. Here's just five quick words, phrases. No. That's it. It's just no. You don't have to explain it. It's just no. Another one is, thanks so much for asking, but I am not available. Thank you for thinking of me, but not at this time. Sorry, that does not work for me. I'm not comfortable with that. I will have to pass. Simple phrases. Don't need to explain yourself, but you're being clear and you're being thoughtful and you're just saying, thanks so much for thinking of me. I'm not available, because you're protecting your priorities. You're protecting your capacity and your limits. You're protecting your family. Thank you for thinking of me, but not at this time. Maybe an opportunity or something came up, or you got asked to go on a friend date, or whatever it is. You're taking what is coming at you and you're evaluating against your priorities, your limits, your capacity, what God has called you to in this season. And you're saying, here is my boundary line. Here's where I have to start saying no, so that I can be obedient to God. When we're talking about difficult people and we're talking about emotional boundaries, we have to remember, again, it requires verbal communication to institute a healthy relationship. We cannot assume that others know where we stand, what we stand for, what hurts us, or how they affect us in specific ways. We can't. I'm sorry, women. I love you because obviously I'm a woman, but we cannot expect men or anybody else to read our minds, and we have to stop saying they should just know. No, they don't. We have to communicate. We have to communicate what's important. We have to communicate what we stand for. And sometimes we have to keep saying it, because we want to institute godly communication, which is clear communication. And it's important. It helps us to say surrender to the word of God. Boundaries do not cover up our pain or make excuses to not deal with pain. But for love to be true and genuine and purely motivated, boundaries must exist in relationships. Again, I'd love for you to join us inside the Facebook support group. Join us inside the mentorship to go deeper on this topic. All the links for that will be in the show notes or wherever you're listening. Go ahead and go to the notes, but also while you're there, make sure you hit follow wherever you're listening, and I'll see you inside of the Facebook group or inside of the mentorship. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes. But it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.